Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Matty Gladden Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged bourbon is double pot distilled and non-chill filtered and has a full-bodied mouthfeel with eucalyptus, molasses, clove, ginger, and slight citrus as well as grains of paradise. The finish is long and reappearing on the back of the tongue with notes of pepper, tobacco leaf, and mint cream. All of our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick, respect the grain, please enjoy responsibly, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm here tiny tonight. I'm going to be by myself. I'm going to be doing a really special podcast. We are going to cover the Spirit of French Lick, William Dalton, and we are going to put that up against the 2021 Bourbon of the Year. Now, the reason why we're doing that is I did not have this bottle to put it up against during our Bourbon of the Year podcast. And I really felt, out of all the bourbons I had tasted this year, that the Rabbit Hole Race King bourbon and the William Dalton with the three French staves specifically picked by the alchemist Alan Bishop for the French Lick. It's called the Vintage Cafe series for their single barrels that they release in the distillery. And I really felt that particular bourbon that I had tasted was was one of the bourbons of the year. And I want to revisit that in this new year by putting up this William Dalton up against the Race King. But once again, I'm Tiny. We come to you at least one to two times a week. Check us out on YouTube, your favorite podcast format, and Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Join our Facebook group. We have weekly meetings, or not weekly, every 4 to 6 weeks. Our next meeting is going to be Friday, February 4th. Working out on the details on that, but when you're a part of our group, we create events and we have special tastings and all different type of things. So make sure you check out that Facebook group, or also it's also posted on the Facebook page. Now, you can also check us out at our website, www.scotchybourbonboys.com, where you can get great swag. Visit our store. We have t-shirts. We have Glencairns. The Scotchy Bourbon Balls are available through the website. Check that out. But while you're at the website, checking out our great bios and all the different things, then checking out Whiskey Live, which will be happening the second week of so it'll be coming up this Friday. It'll be a week from this Friday, the second Friday of this month. I should just check that out right now and give out the exact date without. Here we are. That would make the 14th, Friday, January 14th. That 9 p.m. will be our Whiskey Live tasting. Look for posts on what that's going to be, what we are going to be tasting, what whiskey. We like to get fairly affordable and obtainable whiskey so that you can taste along with us on a Friday night. But then in the top right-hand corner, check out the Patreon button. Click that. All different ways of supporting us, but Patreon is very, very, very important to what we do. One of the things that you could be looking for in 2022 is hopefully we'll be going on a few barrel picks. So you'll be able to check out our barrel picks and through the Patreon purchase vouchers so that you can get bottles of the picks that we do. So with that said, that gets us to, I'm so excited about this. Alan's, I've been talking with ever since we went down into Indiana, Super Nash and Xavier, myself, and we did the documentary, which Bo Cumberland is working on now. Can't wait to see what that looks like when it comes out. Hopefully, I'm just excited. It was such a blast to go down there. But Alan invited us down, and he's been doing so much that for 2022, it just looks like just the most exciting kind of thing that's going to happen. I'm super excited for what Alan is doing at the Spirit of French Lick and what 2022 brings us. But that with now the Facebook group has what I like to do when we do these podcasts once a week, we like to go over and welcome our new members. And we have, and I'm going to go right here, discussion. We have 11 new members this week. Let me get my wherever the hell. Yep, there they. Nope. Oh, really? Okay, there we go. I'm going to go over that. All right, everybody. Brad Dale, Harry Sterling Drams, Tim Maurice, Marcus Nash, that is Super Nash's brother, Will Madison, Dick Memphis, Macklin, Jordan Cresswell, Bridget McCammon, Jim Contaveros, and Ken Ackley. Welcome to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys group. Love to have you guys. Hopefully you find out all the fun things we're going to do. 2022 should be, I'm going to try and make 2022 bigger and better from the Scotchy Bourbon Boys than it was in 2021. So that brings me to what are we going to do? I think I've covered pretty much everything. I hope everybody had a happy new year, and I'm looking forward to 2022 just being better than 2021. It's starting off a little bit hectic out there, but you know our saying, it's like, if you're not living life, it's not worth living. And you have to live your life. And with everything that goes on, I choose to just ignore as much of the negativity always. I'm a positive person, and go out there and have fun, find friends, and do what I've done for my whole life. So that brings me to, I think I'm going to go here. I'm going to go back here. Yeah, that's what it was. All right, that brings us to the Spirit of French Lick going up. This is, and I read this before, but I'm going to put my glasses back on before I do it. And I think what we're going to do, since this is 107.9 proof, and the Race King is, I believe, let's see, what do we got going here? 109.2 proof, and then the Morning Glory. We'll start off by tasting this Morning Glory. Let's get our palates set with this. Now, kasha is a grain, Plus, there's 2% buckwheat, 4% malt, 16% kasha, 12% rye, and 66% corn. Once again, this is 100 proof bottled in bond. I love the Spirit of French Licks packaging these days. I've always liked their labels. The Morning Glory label has a picture of the Morning Glory, and it just is a nice label. But that kasha grain, plus the seal, is got that Spirit of French. It's just real, and the cork is a real cork. So there's a lot of things about these bourbons that are kind of cool. Yes. Now, I could smell right off the bat. There's a nice smell to it, a good nose. So let's pour some. Tonight, I'm drinking in my Scotchy Bourbon Boys Glencairn. Martin Duffy is the North American Glencairn Glass Company representative and also a Scotchy Bourbon Boy. He's been on the podcast a few times and then also helped us get these wonderful Glencairns and etched and brought over from England. And then also here is the bottle, the Morning. You can see that. Pretty cool label, nice bottle, nice stamp. And then I'm going to pour myself this. All right. Really a very pleasant nose. It's unique. It's like almost a mulberry kind of. I really like it. Let's see what else. Honey? Honeysuckle? What is that smell? It's delicious, but cantaloupe? I'm getting some really nice this nose on this Morning Glory. I have to admit, ever since I've seen it, my wife and I, when we lived in Wisconsin, had Morning Glories that grew up the side of our house that we had in a planter next to it on both sides of our garage. And I just love the time of year when the Morning Glories would be opening in the morning before I went to work. Just a really kind of special flower. So when I saw this and then saw that it had buckwheat and kasha, it really intrigued me. I think this is one of the most unique mash bills I've ever tasted in my 4 or 5 years of seriously drinking whiskey. So I'm excited to try this. From the nose stand, it's grapes. Concord grape. And there's no Concord grapes in here. All right, let's see what we got here. Mm-hmm. That's delicious. Wow. It's so unique. I don't know what I'm tasting. I got that honeydew melon on the finish. There is a recognizable taste here that I can't put my finger on. Now, let's see. Here's what it has. In the early days of Indiana history, inns and taverns were common stops for early settlers. All right, there we go. Common stops for early travelers. On the Vincennes Trail and similar pathways offering rest, respite, and entertainment, they could be rough places that catered to the desires of men with little to lose who were looking to make a name for themselves. One such establishment, the Morning Glory, operated for decades in Campbellsburg, Indiana, and served up whiskey made by several local distilleries from the nearby cities. The nearby Clifty Valley. The descendants for which this tavern was known, lives on in this unique bottling. So it was a Morning Glory Tavern. The Morning Glory. It was just operated for decades in Campbellsburg, Indiana. Pretty cool. Pretty cool history. Now, as far as tasting notes, I don't have anything on this, but I'm going to reach into it right now and see what I got. Sweet, oaky. Yeah. What candy is that? I want to go by a Laffy Taffy flavor. Grape Laffy Taffy? Maybe that's it. But it's pretty damn delicious. There's a aspect of that I like in wine that's in here. But the honeydew melon on the finish is really unique. That is a delicious bourbon. I would definitely suggest if you can get your hands on this and you like bourbon, you're going to like this. There's nothing at all that's bad about that bourbon. Very unique, different. Nothing like I've tasted before. The color is golden, and let's see what the body is. It's a medium body. It's not thin. In the glass, it clings to the glass and then drops down in fairly thick legs. So I enjoyed that. I can't wait to get that. That's a really, really good bourbon. All right. So that brings us to the main event. I feel that we should do the Spirit of French Lick at 107. I believe I practiced this one. William Dalton was a man of few words, but immersed distilling talent. The longest serving master distiller in Indiana history. He kept the still fires burning at the historic Daisy Spring Distillery for 55 years. We pay tribute to his contributions with this traditional weeded mash bill, reflective of the art of true Hoosier distillers. Love this one once again. 107.9 proof. It was hand selected by head alchemist Alan Bishop for the Vintage Cafe. That is the Spirit of French Lick, and that's where they sell it in the gift shop. This is barrel number 303. It's Indiana straight bourbon. He double pot stills this particular weeded bourbon, and let's go at it, because this is, when I got this, I did open it up before just to make sure. I wanted to do this podcast to make sure it was as good as I remembered, and it didn't disappoint. It just did not. Got once again another cork, beautiful stamp, wood top, Spirit of French Lick. They do such a nice job down there. And I know this podcast has been about the Spirit of French Lick, but we're going to put it right up against the Rabbit Hole, which I will taste next. But this is the Founders Collection, and it's from Race King. It was the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Bourbon of the Year. This is delicious. This is double malt chocolate. This mash bill. And also, here's the bottle for that. You can see it's just fantastic. The topper, the gold topper, is so heavy and just so beautiful. It's a wonderful bottle, wonderful presentation. Straight bourbon. And this is double chocolate. Okay, here we go. 5-grain double chocolate malt bottled at cask strength. So this is cask strength, 109.2, I think that's what it said. Now, I got that in my glass, and then I'll give you a good shot of that William Dalton label. There we go. Everybody can take a look. Pretty cool overall. Love the picture. Love the bottle. That's something that you might want to check out too. All right. So we'll do I'm going to do the William. I get caramel milk chocolate on this, and it's on this nose. Graham cracker. It's so sweet and delicious. I mean, the staves added into the sweeted bourbon. This is better than I've had Pappy 15 Year this year, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say I like this better than Pappy 15 Year. Here we go. God, is that good? It doesn't drink like 107 proof either. Tastes like a chocolate covered with a butterscotch finish. It's nuts. So it's a chocolate covered caramel with a butterscotch finish. It's only. It's in. Oh, let's see. God, I love that. That blows away a lot of stuff. All right. So, I'm not going to, let's just rate this. I'm not going to barrel bash it because we barrel bash, but I'm going to rate it. I would say the nose is a 4. Very delicious. The taste, to me, is a 5. The body is a 3. Now, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys rating system is the barrel bash system, where you can give 4 barrel bashes for nose and body, and 5 barrel bashes for taste and finish, with, if it's exceptional, a butt up to one of the categories. Now, I'm going to be like, when we were rating the Race King, it got a lot of extra butt up-ups. But when I put this up against the William Dalton, I'm going to play by the rules on these two. So I would say nose 4, taste a 5, the body is a 3. It's not a 4-3. It's not completely going all the way to my cheeks. And then the finish is a 5 with a bud-up. So basically, out of the total that you can give, I gave, there's a total of 18, and I gave 5, 4-5, which is 9, 3, which is 16, and 6, which is 4 and 5 is 9, 3 is 12, and 6 is 18. So I give that. I give the William Dalton playing by the rules an 18 out of 18. Now, here we go. Let me get some water. That is just delicious. That finish is one of the best finishes I've ever had. Pure butterscotch. So, all right. Noses are. It's not even, they're really good. Oh my God. They're so unique. So, as much William Dalton as I can absolutely get tonight. Alan, I gotta say, holy shit, man. And then I also have to say, Cavi, unfucking believable. That's two fantastic bourbons. I would rate this nose a 3. The taste is a 5. I thought it had a better body. So I actually rate the Race King up against, now that's a milk chocolate and a butterscotch finish. So a 4. So if you're going to go by nose, they're both 4s. They're both top of the line noses. But the William Dalton is a little bit better. There's like a 4 plus. I'm not going to give it a butt up, but I give it a 4 plus to a 4. Now, their tastes. Holy crap. They're both 5s. Bodies are both 3s. And then the finish on the Race King is milk chocolate delicious. And I give it a, I give that finish a 5, but I don't give it the butt up, and I give the finish of butterscotch so head to head. Honestly, that butterscotch finish is the butt up. There's a milk chocolate finish on the other one, but not like this butterscotch uniqueness. I would have to rate, I'm going to say the William Dalton is my Heinies bourbon of the year, 2021 bourbon of the year. The reason it won with the but up on the finish. One was 18 of 18 and the other one is 17 of 18. They're both freaking delicious bourbons. But like I've been waiting for this bottle for a while, and I think my Tiny's 2021 bourbon of the year, of the new year too. I mean, this was bottled last year, and if there's any left, I don't think there is, but this was seriously my bourbon of the year. I knew it when I tasted it, that it was the bourbon of the year. Now, I would have loved to put it up against Russell's 13. I wish I could have. Russell's 13 was good, but I don't remember it being this good. This butterscotch and the chocolate on the Race King and the butterscotch that's happening and the the noses are fantastic. There's a little cherry in there too. Cherry, butterscotch, graham cracker. It's just so delicious of a nose. And then it's everything that I will covet this freaking bottle. I will share this with friends. This seriously is right up there with all time bourbons that I've tasted. It's just so awesome. He basically, when I got to taste this at the distillery initially, it was those staves being dropped into that barrel were just fantastic. They did something to, and the way that Alan described it was, when he was making William Dalton, there was a couple barrels. I believe there was three. And he didn't know what to do with them because they would have changed the flavor profile so extensively. So they were off to the side. So when Stephen Beam came up with the French oak staves that he had, the toasted French oak staves that he had, they dropped them in those barrels. And he basically came up with this delicious, fantastic bourbon. I mean, a bourbon for the ages. That's what I would say. And then, as you guys heard, the Morning Glory, that was fantastic. So I wanted to do this one, get this up quickly. Hopefully I can put this up on YouTube also. We'll get that up quickly. But everybody, Happy New Year. I hope the coming year, there's just going to be so much more cool things that are going to be happening. We've got Super Nash giveaways on YouTube. The details are coming. There's the Whiskey Live that we do every second and fourth Friday. That's coming up, and we're going to get back into that. Zavi was there. Then, did you hear the new opening today? We'll play it in the close, but we are now ready to go to YouTube because we had the Alabama song that I used with the Doors, which is a cover song by the Doors, but Electric Records was basically taking copyrights from me, which, not that I couldn't put it on YouTube, but then any ads or anything that was being displayed, any money that was coming from that went to Electra Records. So I basically had Little Steve-O. You heard him on the intro, and I believe it's littlestevo.com. Check him out. Has his own album, awesome album. Excuse me, his own website. And he does a fantastic job. We see him every other Sunday night at the Stillhouse, which is at Gervasi. They have their own weeded bourbons that they've released in the past. And then also a shout out to Shea Pridemore, the master distiller there at Gervasi. Can't wait to what 2022 brings to the Gervasi Stillhouse and the Gervasi brand of bourbon. Looking forward to everything that he's been doing and distilling there. But little Steve-O plays those Sunday nights, and he is a fantastic cover. One of the best cover guys I've ever heard. Seriously, he can sing songs that sound like the band that he's covering. His voice is just fantastic. So if you check that out, if you guys are listening, anybody from North Canton or this area of Canton, Ohio, Sunday nights, he's there, I believe, from 6 to 11. Check it out, Super Sets. And if you go there on Sunday nights, we're there. That's what we do most of the time. We miss it every once in a while because I might have to watch my granddaughter. But for the most part, we get there. So check out Little Steve-O. And then see where he plays. I mean, he's playing 5-6 times a week at different places all across Ohio. But check that out. So remember, we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com. When you're there, check out all the different things. Make sure, remember, we've got Glencairn's and t-shirts for sale there. You can get some Scotchy Bourbon Balls. Also, in the top right-hand corner is the Patreon button. All the support you can give us through Patreon, we greatly appreciate. Things are not cheap, especially these days. Equipment, you guys keep us up on our equipment. You keep us up on all our subscriptions from all the different podcasts. And then also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and your favorite podcast format. But no matter where you listen to us, make sure you subscribe, like, friend, whatever you got to do. But also leave feedback. Feedback is very important. So remember, everybody, go out there. And you know what bourbon means. It means good friends, good times, and remember, when you go out from day to day, make sure you live your life and live it dangerously. Happy New Year, everybody. Take it away, Steve-O.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.